Welcome to Bible Study for Progressives, a show where moderates, liberals, and leftists of all faiths and ideologies come together to discuss scripture, spirituality, and politics. We engage scripture in its historical context, plumb its depths for wisdom and guidance, and apply its lessons to current events and social issues. Whether you're a liberal evangelical, a New Age spiritualist, a social justice activist, or a postmodern theologian, there's something in this show for you. Come, be energized in spirit and mind to understand the word and what it means to be a spiritual person in today's world.
Okay, we have Rich Persida, constitutional lawyer, who does Bible studies for progressives. So what do you think?
I do think we need a coming together. We need, or I would phrase it in this way, we need to reach out to the center of the nation. In other words, I see, like you said, lots of division coming. And that's been our problem. And both sides are responsible for that.
Oh, yeah.
And both sides are unwilling to look at that. We have on the right, we obviously have the fake news propaganda coming from right-wing media. And how they can make people believe things that are absolutely false and untrue, talking about what people think and feel and how they can manipulate people and how willing these people are to be manipulated. And then on the left, we have this sort of anti-racist theology that has sort of sprung up. And we have people who insist that socialism is the only way to go. And yet on the right, they want to see socialism as an evil ideology. On the left, we're going to end up, people are seeing Christianity as an evil theology, or even just religion as evil. So this conflict is being set up. And what's going to happen, because we're seeing it come right out now in the media. And you know, Lynn, I did a tarot reading on whether Trump would concede and leave. And I think that's a very interesting reading. One of the things says is that the inauguration is going to be a disappointment. And I wouldn't doubt that Trump would rain on Biden's parade. And that Trump has not conceded. And just because he's unlikely to succeed in his attempted coup doesn't mean that he's not attempting to overthrow our democracy. And that we should take seriously. It's not a joke. It's not something to blow off. It's not something to just make laugh about and say, oh, it's not going to end. Our institutions are strong. No, our institutions are weak, and they've been fatally wounded, according to people on the international scene who have lived through coups. It feels like what we're going through now, it feels like just a bunch of stupid, dumb stuff that's going on. But what it really is Trump's trying to knock over our institutions. And one of the most disturbing things about what Trump is doing right now, which the left refuses to talk about because they're locked into their propaganda myth spread by the Democratic Party, that Trump is doing this only for the money. And they want to push that propaganda, and they want to downplay the fact that Trump's trying to overthrow the democracy, because they believe that in doing that, they take away his power to do so. But at the same time, the damage has already been done. He's been taking down the Defense Department. He's been removing important policy people, Kissinger of all people, all the people that are holding him back. He's preparing to use the military. He already tried to provoke Iran into a war. He's going to be executing some black prisoners, trying to start a race riot. He wants people in the streets. He wants to be able to call out the military. He wants to be able to take over this country. And we shouldn't just be sitting back thinking, oh, it's not going to happen, as if we really knew the future. As if we really knew the future. We don't really know the future. That's what the tarot card reading was for, to give us an idea of the possibilities. So that's what I see coming.
What we focus on, you're right, Rich. I'm going to jump in on that one, yeah, because whatever, you know, we focus on, we help manifest more. So, because if we, I mean, why aren't we teaching and training the kids all the different ways of hands-on healing, reflexology, HTP, Healing Touch Practitioner Programs. That's like laying on of hands, Jesus teaching. We're supposed to be becoming more like Jesus, you know, enlightened. We're supposed to be learning how to love one another, you know, pay people to be kind and compassionate, heart and soul, community services, not drugging and jailing and killing each other and torturing and drugging. What? Of healthcare?
Right. Oh, you're right, Lynn. And what we need to do is actually become better Christians than the right. And what instead is happening is we're getting this propaganda about Christian nationalism. And it's going to come. It's coming from the far left, and it's coming in with the intent to divide us at the exact time where we need unity, where we need to get the entire country behind democracy. And when we need to reach out to the center, they're coming with divisive rhetoric and propaganda and slogans about calling Christians Nazis and equating Christianity with nationalism. And it's a failure to distinguish between a public theology, in which this is a political theology, a theology that's being promoted by Republican and right-wing propaganda, and what's actually coming out of the church and what is actually the church is doing, which is kind of trying to stay somewhere out of it as much as possible.
You know, I don't understand why Christians aren't understanding, you know, you don't bomb, you know, innocent people. You know, why aren't they looking at their Google Maps and looking at Yemen and all the countries that we've invaded and had planned to invade with Lewis Powell memo since 1973, all the seven countries in the Middle East? And how dare that be happening under our name?
Right. So what we need to do is reach out to the center of the country. And what that really means is actually reaching out to Christians or people who identify as Christians, not necessarily people who go to church. The political right-wing Christianity is, a lot of these people are not necessarily the same people who are going to church. And so what that brings in the Bible as scripture, holy scripture, ancient scripture, which I've said is a blood-soaked and dangerous book, but a sacred book, all the same as we would expect of any ancient sacred text. And it provides us with spiritual guidance and instruction and, in some sense, experience, although we get that through our connections with spirit, through our prayer, meditation, but also through other practices. I do tarot, and I've done ghost investigations and spirit investigations. I've had experiences. So that's really the holy grail, I guess, is spiritual experience. But at the same time, while we have this personal experience of God and of the supernatural, it needs to be more than just a personal experience. In other words, what we're facing is a collective spiritual emergency, let's say. And what that spiritual emergency is that the powers, the authorities that are in control, that dominate this world, are there because of the spiritual forces that we express. It's our spirituality that's being expressed collectively. So as far as going to change the world, it's not only about becoming attuned to source and being in tune with your mission in life. Because what spirit is here to do is to guide us in this life for our mission and purpose in our lives today. Not necessarily so for the next life or even for the prior life. So in that sense, we are to express that. And that means not being afraid to disagree, not being afraid to stand up for what is right, and also doing what is right, acting justly. Yeah. There's a teaching in Scripture to be in the world, but not of the world. And we get a lot of these bumper stickers or the stickers on the window shields, the back window, not of this world, as if what God is meaning, we're of the next world. That's not what is the teaching. The teaching is to be in the world. Be in the world. Be involved. All these issues are important. We need to bring everybody together. And the way we're going to do that is by also using Scripture, being a better Christian. Right? What's going on then is that we are in what you might call a collective psychosis. I mean, the world is chaotic, and we live in a culture, and we have a mindset, and we have a mindset that's set by the limits of our knowledge. And so we're always in some sort of mindset. But what's showing with the spiritual darkness that is coming out and the people believing lies and falsehoods and truths shows a spiritual darkness. So there's a spiritual darkness that is descending on this nation. Now, we've got a little bit of light coming at the end of the tunnel, but there's still a long way to go. And the damage that has already been done, it's going to take generations to heal that. There's this story in Scripture. It says that Jesus was speaking to the crowds, and his mother and his brothers were outside, and they wanted to speak to him. And someone came and told him, said, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. But to the one who had told Jesus this, Jesus said, who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. And this means two things. First of all, it's not whether you are a Christian or not. That's not what Jesus is saying here. It's doing the will of God. And then secondly, the second thing that it says is that doing, it's not just thinking, or it's not just a personal spiritual experience. It's not just about our individual consciousness, and it's not even just about our collective consciousness, but it's also our collective actions, because that's what it all comes down to. Because if our consciousness isn't raised to the point where we actually act, then our consciousness isn't raised. That's the important thing. We have a mission in this life, in this world, and what we're seeing is instead a darkness, and we see what that creates. People acting. We have more people come out to vote than ever before, and that's because people believe in democracy, and that's what we need can bring the whole country together. But we've got to act. We've got to reach out. We've got to avoid division. We've got to learn. We've got to be educated about all this divisive propaganda and ideologies that are being thrown at us, and not get totally caught into it, and be critical and able to disagree, but also able to act. And voting was an act, but it doesn't end with voting. We still got to be involved. We still got to be aware. I mean, he's put a cancer in the center of our government. He's corruption at the highest levels of our government, and I think is utterly corrupt. There are two systems of justice in this world, one for those who get pardoned by Trump and for all the cronies and criminals that are running around running the world, and one for the rest of us. And there may be three, and then for the minorities, one for the black people, one for the middle class and white people, and the other for those who can act with impunity.
Thank you so much for taking time. And Rich, what about all your connection info too, please? Go ahead, contact, please.
Yes, we're doing my podcast, Bible Study for Progressives. So we have a very interesting discussion, and I'd love to have you on that. And also, I write for LAProgressive.com. So thank you, Lynn, for having me again today.
This has been Bible Study for Progressives. If you enjoyed the program, please subscribe to our podcast or put us in your favorites and write a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us and share us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and click the donate button at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. Your support will help us reach more people, produce more and better shows, and cover the cost of production. Feel free to send me a note or comment on the show. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Rich Procida. Thank you for listening.